This mindfulness practice is about learning to observe thoughts and feelings. Begin by getting yourself into a comfortable but alert position, spine straight. If you're likely to fall asleep, it's best to sit up and sit slightly away from your chair. Bringing your awareness now to your breath, following the sensations of breath into your body and out of your body. Simply dropping down into your breath. No need to alter or to change your breath. Following each breath in and each breath out. Bringing your awareness of breath back again and again, as often as you need. Noting and letting go any of the other experiences that come and go in the field of your awareness, allowing them to be there and keeping the main focus of your awareness on your breath. Using each breath in and each breath out to anchor you to the present moment, to anchor you to now. So there is no intention right now other than to stabilize your attention, your awareness, strongly on your breath. Staying as close to the experience of breathing each breath as best you can. When your attention is stable on the breath, try shifting your awareness now to the process of thinking itself, to watching thoughts come into and leave the field of your awareness. Sometimes it helps to imagine a big screen, like a movie screen, and you can watch your thoughts come and go from the movie screen, from moment to moment. For some people, it's helpful to imagine your awareness as a big blue sky and the thoughts as clouds passing through that sky. Large or small, friendly or threatening, but coming and going, changing from moment to moment. So holding the anchor of your breath and using that place to watch, to observe your thoughts and your thinking. Trying to perceive your thoughts as events that occur in your mind, whether they are true or untrue thoughts, whether they are important or not important, simply trying to note thinking itself as a mental event. We are not trying to get rid of thinking here. We are welcoming thoughts that pass through our attention and our awareness. We are observing them as thoughts, as discrete events that appear in the field of our awareness. As the thoughts come and go, note their content, and as best you can, note the content without getting caught up in it. That is, we can intentionally decline to get caught up in the thinking or the thought. So we might say to ourselves, I see there's a worrying thought happening, or there's a wishful thought happening, or there's a planning thought. So noting, describing, touching on the thought that's present without jumping into the content, without engaging with the content of the thought. You may notice that a thought doesn't last long. It's not permanent. It will come and it will go. You may notice how some thoughts keep circling back again and again. Allow the thinking to be present as best you can without judging, just noting and describing the nature of the thought, the nature of the content. Notice that there's a part of you that is watching your thinking, a part of you that is not your thoughts. You may notice thoughts about the past or about what's coming up for you in the near future. You may notice thoughts about wanting or not wanting, about anxiety or worry. Memories of good things, anticipation. So as best you can, stay right with this current moment, using your breath to anchor you, coming back to your breath if you get lost in all of this, and simply watching the thoughts as they come and go. Watching, describing. Notice that there are some thoughts and ideas you want to hold on to and want to follow and jump into. Notice that there are some thoughts that you want to push aside or get rid of. As the thoughts come and go, see if you can note the emotional charge that they have, whether they are thoughts that lead to a change in your body. Notice that we have thoughts, and then we have thoughts that react to the thoughts. So if I notice that I'm worrying, I may then follow that with the thought that I shouldn't be worrying. So all of this is perfectly normal. Our only intention here is to watch and observe the patterns, the habits of our mind, and the way our emotions and our body react. So just for a few more moments, watching, observing, noting the thoughts that come and go. You might use the same process for any emotions or feelings or sensations. For example, if you start to feel your heart beating fast, you might say, "There's the sensation of my heart beating fast." If you then feel worried that your heart is beating faster, you might say, "There's the emotion of worry about my heart beating fast." So each time, try to recognize the nature of the thought or the sensation or the emotion, allowing it to be, but observing it from another part of yourself without being caught up. This practice requires a fair bit of concentration and intensity. So when you're practicing, maybe move into observation of thoughts and feelings just for a little while, and then move back to your breath and just sit with your breath for a while. So moving in and out of focus, of observation of your thoughts and your feelings, and using your breath as an anchor. Using your breath to bring you back to the present moment. Ending your practice with a strong focus on the sensations of your breath in and your breath out of your body. the one constant thing that we have, ever changing but constant.